everybody, and welcome to Stow Talks. Today I've got Miss Lee with me to discuss this year's Black History Month topic, Proud to Be.
Good afternoon, and thank you for inviting me to speak at Stow Talk. This talk was going to be presented during Black History Month, the month of October, but actually it's worked out really well because it can be spoken about to extend beyond October and for the rest of the year. How can you be proud of what you cannot see? This month's Black History Month theme was proud to be. And so I'm going to ask you, how can you be proud of what you cannot see, being visible and yet invisible? So let me ask you a question. Have you heard of Louis Latimer? Have you heard of Thomas Alva Edison? Well, Thomas Alva Edison, very well known, invented the light bulb. So most people have actually heard of him, but what they have not have heard of is the black scientist and engineer, Louis Latimer, who invented the carbon filament, which was used in the electric light bulb, which lasted longer than Edison's 15 hours. So his light bulb that he created only lasted 15 hours, which would be an absolute nightmare in the modern age. But with Louis Latimer's invention of the carbon filament, he revolutionized the light bulb by working with Edison, and the two men worked together. So his carbon filament made the light bulb last much longer to what we now have today. So this leads me on. If we cannot see, then we cannot be identified. Textbooks are written, you know, you Google Thomas, you know, light bulb, and the first name that will come up will be Thomas Edison. He's seen, he's known. What is little known is Louis Latimer. So to be seen, identified, but not recognised, to be spotted, but not observed, scrutinised, but not distinguished, are all lived experiences that a person of colour will go through countless times in their lifetime. The toll that it will take on a human being is one that cannot be truly quantified. Ghislaine Cunyuani, in her timely and hard-hitting book, Living While Black, The Essential Guide to Overcoming Racial Trauma, dissects how intersectionality in a black person's life can lead to oppression, racial injustice, experiences of racism, which in turn frequently can lead to post-traumatic stress disorder, or otherwise known as PTSD, trauma, and shame. What is intersectionality? Cunyuani presents the African-American law professor and feminist Kimberly Crenshaw's coinage of the word and its definition. And she explains that it is to conceptualize how combined systems of oppression, so for example, gender, race, sexuality, class, age, and religion are interconnected. They lead to varying experiences and vulnerability to subordination and discrimination. Now, simply put, when I was teaching A-level sociology, I previously asked my students to imagine what discrimination and prejudice a black disabled lesbian would endure, both in her private life as well as in her professional life. As they imagined that, they could clearly see where those aspects of her life intersected. Now, there have been advancements in recent years, but evidently, when looking at recent world events, there is still work to be done. Now, returning to the idea of visible but yet invisible, have you ever considered what it is like to be a minority, to be the only one? Gillian states, the lack of racial representation is central to our experience for many of us. When you experience the lack of racial representation, when you are the only one, when you have to contort and conform your core identity to fit a mould of white expectations, you deny yourself and who you truly are. You will feel shame, a sense of worthlessness, and that you are not valued at the intrinsic level of being a human being. So that is something you cannot be proud of. But that is also something which we should not and cannot do. We should never shrink ourselves to accommodate someone else. We are who we are for a reason and for a purpose. Now, in October, in Black History Month, it is a time to examine, regard, discern, and contemplate on the myriad of contributions that Black people, people of colour, have made, both past and present, to the fabric of life. This is what makes us proud, not ashamed. As we see and learn about a plethora of individuals who have contributed positively to society and to life in general. However, this celebration and integration should happen all year round. Ideas generated by attending a training event last week relating to how to make your school racially literate and the curriculum more diverse was run by the Black Curriculum, who, incidentally, this organisation's first patron was Virgil Abloh. Now, have we heard of Virgil Abloh?
Yes.
Okay. He tragically died on Sunday, just age 41. He was the first Black creative director of Louis Vuitton and the founder of the label Off-White. One of the lead tutors from the Black Curriculum spoke of honestly observing your thought processes when, as an educator, you are choosing images for resources to be shared in a lesson. He asked the question, are they biased? Additionally, he talked about how it is vitally important for those uncomfortable conversations to be had between staff and staff, but also between staff and students. Ask honest questions, own mistakes, and be willing to learn, grow, and change. Owing to the whitewashing of history, the social construct of race centuries ago, colonialism, post-colonial ideologies have meant that many individual stories have not been told. They have been left buried and undiscovered in the annals of time. However, through allyship, and allyship is an active, consistent, and arduous practice of unlearning and re-evaluating, in which a person holding systemic power seeks to end oppression in solidarity with a group of people who are systemically disempowered. Or, what does allyship look like in a working environment? It means recognising the privilege that members of majority groups have in a professional context and using that privilege to aid in the dismantling of systems and processes that prevents colleagues from having equal opportunities. Now, if we are sincere, then it will be a sincere motivating effort on the part of all who value human life. We can come together and become historical archaeologists, unearthing the hidden treasures, little known stories of Black people's lives, so that their stories can become part of history. It can become our story. Our story where we can all be proud to be. Like Latimer, and Edison, as mentioned right at the start of the talk. You see, when you see, you then feel seen and can subsequently then be a source of inspiration for others, much like Virgil Abloh, amongst other innumerable others. So what can you do? You can learn and know more. You can read, research and reflect. And a great place to start is by taking out a book from our Lit in Colour colour library, which is in room 215 in the school. There are some great titles, and the book club is on Mondays, week A, at lunchtimes, and I would love for you to come along, and muffins are included. So if you do not know what Lit in Colour is, please come and speak to me, Miss Lee, for more information. And I just thank you for listening. And I hope that I will see some of you soon.
Thank you very much.